Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Rundown, August 2nd. My two good friends, Jeff D. Lowe.
Hey, girl.
Joey.
It's a Jersey crew back together.
It's Jeff. You returned my shirt today. Thank you so much. You borrowed a shirt from me a couple of days, a couple weeks ago.
That's from the sleepover you had together?
Yeah.
In the twin bed. Right.
We cuddled up.
We never slept in the same house together.
You know who has slept in the same house? You wouldn't stay, so I had to have Coleman, actually, who's producing today over here.
Yes.
Coleman slept over.
You would not believe the things that these interns will do to get a job.
You forced one of our interns and his friends to stay in the Barstool house.
They were not my friends.
They were your friends?
They were
random guys
random
I brought
people?
Home.
Joey would force people to stay at the house. Well, he wouldn't be alone.
The thing is, we have this beautiful house sponsored by High Noon, and it's a beautiful place. And it's huge, though. It's like five bedrooms, like three floors. And I'm by myself, a lady of my age, I can't be alone by myself. I'm a young girl.
True.
I was afraid I was going to get like mugged in the middle of my sleep. So I had to invite people to sleep over all the time.
Yeah, you force people to stay over
in that mansion, in that beautiful, nice neighborhood.
I had friends who said, "Hey, I think our friend is at the house." They're like, "Can you help find them?"
Yeah. Where did they sleep?
We piled up.
That explains the load that was left on my pillow when I went there.
I kind of feel weird that I.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation, and take a tequila-cation. With new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Lightning. Okay, we're introducing a new segment to the Rundown.
Oh, we're going to
call
this.
Lightning Takes.
Yep.
We each have to give a lightning fast two-sentence take about these topics.
Oh, how fun.
Pat.
God, oh, no.
Nationals have traded Juan Soto to the Padres for five prospects and Eric Hosmer.
Oh, God.
This is one of the probably crazier, better players ever traded at this
Frank's ears
ever.
Are perking up.
Lightning take.
Hold on,
Frank is not allowed to make a take on this. He's not a part of the lightning take segment. Two sentence lightning take.
The Nationals are trading him where?
To the Padres.
I think that this is a blockbuster trade. It's a huge trade. I think it's one that's blown up baseball Twitter. It's one that Frank has been screaming about all day.
He says, "I'm going to block every trade." And he has to go on TV and smiled right in the face of Mets fans. But you know what? Mets fans are going to have a glorious collapse in the second half.
I don't know exactly what it means, which
He's
is
getting
why
it
that's
done.
My two sentences. Now I'm handing it over to Joey.
Nationals are getting.
Oh, I don't have one.
No, you got to do it. Also, two sentences.
The Nationals are getting Gore
I do this
as
one
well.
Too?
They're
yep.
Getting, they're getting Al Gore as well.
I do this too?
Al Gore.
VP candidate. Former VP.
I get a different lightning question.
Yeah. And if you want to add anything on this trade?
No.
This would be like if
what colors are the teams?
This would be like if they traded the Countess from
Luan.
The Housewives of New York and traded her to Housewives of Dubai for nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're getting good stuff.
You're
but like,
speaking his language.
They are trading an iconic player.
Yeah.
Countess Luan in her first season.
So he's not getting paid good, or they lucked out because they got a good guy.
He turned down over $400 million from them.
That's an inside job.
No, he's not allowed to have a. He's not allowed. He's not a part of this.
What's that say, Tank?
Hosmer's out of the deal.
Hosmer's out of the deal. Say Hosmer's out of the deal.
Say
Hosmer's out of the deal.
I apologize to Frank the Tank. He gave great input there. That was very big.
That's right.
Can I have another question?
Yeah, Hosmer refused to go to Washington.
Yes, one of the players who was involved had a no trade clause and said, "Fuck off, you're not trading me."
Well, you know what? You know what us gays call. A cute guy in the business? Trade.
And that's
now she's trade. Now she's trade.
There it is.
Is this my second lightning round question?
Now your lightning round question.
Oh, what is it?
It's random.
Okay.
Absolutely random.
On January
Red Sox, 6th. The Red Sox catcher, Christian Vasquez, found out he was traded from a bunch of reporters before their game. They didn't tell him. A bunch of reporters were like, "Hey, you got traded."
That's
fucked up.
Is that my sentence now?
Yeah, I'm setting you up. Is that fucked up?
Yes, it's fucked up. That's like finding out your boyfriend cheated on you, like on TMZ, like Khloe Kardashian has to do all the time.
We're watching now. He's finding out right now. He's just been traded from Boston to Houston. You have to move from the beautiful city of Boston to one of the sweatiest cities in the world.
Oh. And then he just got whisked off like that?
Yeah, they were actually playing each other.
I mean, so that's like...
You're playing the team.
Did he have to go to the other locker room?
He's in Houston right now, yeah.
Well, now he doesn't have to travel back home.
That happened in the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Correct.
And fun fact, my friend Jeff, my summer friend, has a top 10 baseball movies on his thing, and actually, The Sandlot is not even on there.
That is correct. You also... nobody listens, but Joey, great friend. Pat, very solid friend. Joey, great friend. I've known Pat long enough now where he just stops caring about things I say.
No, I care. I got to learn. I learned about
Sandlot.
About
is not on my top 10 baseball.
That's very sad.
Number two is. Guess what number two is?
What are you talking about?
A League of Their Own.
What's number one?
Moneyball. Okay. Yeah. That's great job in the lightning round. Well done.
Can I ask you live on the air?
Yes.
I want to join the bowling league.
What bowling? What?
What do you play? What is that game you guys play?
You just see that because you see Dave's bowling.
No, everyone has those bowling shirts with bowling pins.
Bowling. That's trivia.
I want to play that game. Can I have my own team?
Yes, absolutely. You wanted to.
No, I would. I'm great at trivia. I'm not great at all the sports questions. That's why I need a straight
point. That's true. You did play last year.
And
I'm
good.
Surprisingly good.
I'm good. Wait, how do I get it? When do I have to get my team in by?
Talk about it after.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I didn't think you wanted to play.
No, I do, and I want a little outfit too.
You can get
he just wants the outfit. Let's be very honest.
The only reason
he's playing is for the outfit.
And it says your little name on it.
It does. And you get your logo, yeah.
But you have to give them back.
That's fine. As long as I get the pictures in it.
Sorry. Pat,
I've actually created a new position within the league where I'm going to be the coach
of
Kirk Minahane's team. It's going to be me, Kirk, Rico Bosco, and Big Ev, the double vodka.
He doesn't play anymore. He just
How many people on the team?
Three play. You can have other. But you would play. You're going to play.
Yeah, I want to play.
And you're going to get a cute little outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. Topic number three, the Dolphins. I'm just going to read the first two words of that sentence.
Dolphins busted for tampering with Tom Brady. Dolphins busted.
Yeah.
You know, dolphins rape humans.
Okay.
Can we talk about Sean Payton's multiple draft?
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins were busted for tampering with a bunch of shit. They lost two draft picks, a first-round pick, a third-round pick.
What is tampering?
Broke the rules a little bit.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Trying to get new players on the team.
Yes, Tom Brady, there was discussion about him becoming an owner, maybe playing for them. We had known that. There was some investigation of tanking. Yeah, it's expanded quite a bit of time.
Who gives a fuck?
Pat, you don't seem to care as a Patriots
fan. Could not care less. And you know what else, really quick, about speaking of Patriots, because Tom Brady, in my mind, is still a Patriot. Love Tom. Stephen Che's relationship with him is starting to really...
From the
sour my whole... Yeah.
He's friends with Tom Brady?
Is starting to sour my
friends
whole...
Friends is a... That's a strong word.
A Giovanni Bernard.
It's like ruining... Stephen Che's relationship with him is like ruining Tom
they
Brady.
They are acquaintances. They know each other. They know of each other.
But it's ruining Tom Brady for me.
You know I'm moving to Boston?
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to start gambling over there in Boston because now it's legal. I'm going to take the sportsbook app...
Who's he meeting in this photo? Who's Che meeting that video? I haven't seen
that. Giovanni Bernard.
Oh. He did the thing for him? I actually don't want to watch that right now.
Yeah, I'd throw up.
Yeah, I'll watch that app.
Love Che,
I'll watch in the privacy of my own home.
Of the goon pit.
You're moving to Boston. That's
well,
breaking
news. Dave texts me. He goes, hey, we need you to spearhead the sports book out here. I said, well, I'd be honored.
What sport are you going to bet on the most?
Tons of hockey. Even in the off season.
Speaking of things Joey would like to talk about, rugby player. Where's this rugby player from? This rugby player's favorite testicle exploded.
Testicle?
This is sports adjacent. This is more about a testicle.
Yep.
Yeah, this player's testicle exploded during training.
How? Now, this is something I can get into.
Well, I don't think they have an actual video of it, but it was more so after the fact. Like,
does cum just bust out?
Favorite testicle.
No.
So do you have a favorite testicle? Is my
do question. I?
Yeah.
My left.
I probably this one.
I would say left as well. You're right.
Left.
This man seems to have lost his left.
Left nut.
Are you righty or lefty?
I'm a righty.
Pat, are you righty or lefty?
Lefty.
You're a lefty as well.
I'm a righty, but I prefer the left.
You masturbate with your left hand?
You can change it up.
It's more common than you think, this rupturing of a testicle or a twisted testicle.
Well, I mean, first of all, the way he's smiling, I'd imagine it's not uncommon in rugby. He seems to not be that bothered by it at all.
How do you get your testicle back? Was it bust open?
You take it out and you put a fake one in.
I can only assume it doesn't grow back.
But would you, if you lost one, would you have a fake one put in?
Just and who's this drinks? Hooker with the lace front wig on interviewing him?
Yo.
Is that Jeffree Star?
Is that Bad Bobby?
That's Jeffree Star.
That's Bad Baby. How about that?
Who knew Jeffree Star was doing sideline interviews for rugby?
Yeah, right?
Unbelievable.
But it is more common than you think. And Nick Tirani was telling me he actually had a twisted testicle when he was a young boy. And in order to get it untwisted, you sit in a hot tub of really hot water, and it naturally untwists. But if
that
you rupture...
sounds... Why does it sound... That sounds right.
But if it is. But if you rupture a ball, you have to have it removed. One of my friends growing up had his dog. It was a big dog.
Oh,
it went like that to his nut. He ruptured his nut. We were in like sixth grade, and I've never heard a scream like that in my fucking life. It was out of control.
Caroline Banowitz busted a nut.
Mm. Is that true?
I do it
every day
at work.
Okay. Yeah. These are now the phrasing here is starting to get a lot of busting in the last two topics here.
Right.
You want to talk about Trash Mountains next? This isn't sports.
I said her name is Caroline Banowitz.
This was blogged by Dante, who's here, by the way. I don't think you can see us. Trash Mountains. Mountains of garbage in South Asia megacity. The world's strongest, most persistent methane clouds observed by satellite.
Sick. What, is that a hot air balloon that's trying to escape?
No, it's a trash mountain in
South
Asia.
It's a trash mountain.
Oh.
I mean, it's disgusting.
I mean, what are we upset? What is this? Is this the... I'm a big fan of One China, so if this is in Taiwan, there's another reason to get China involved. Where is this?
New Delhi?
Well,
I've smelled hot garbage on the side of the highway.
Actually, you didn't want to do the rundown initially because you've been tracking Nancy Pelosi's plane all day.
Correct, exactly. I've been tracking the CO2 emissions of celebrities.
Yes.
All day I've been tracking them.
Yes.
Where is this? This is in New Delhi, India?
I mean, no.
Isn't that aren't they known for, like, trash? Like, isn't it, like, not a very clean city? Aren't they known for this?
Don't they have compost?
I only know, like, I've driven by trash mountains before, but there's only one that I know of, and it's close to the airport in Connecticut.
Oh.
It's by a Cracker Barrel. It's by Bradley International Airport. It's a large trash mountain.
They got the tubes sticking out of them to release the gas, and it's usually covered in grass. This is just straight up like milk cartons and shit.
Yeah, this is just trash. Yeah.
If there was a trash mountain and someone said, you have to go through the trash mountain, somewhere in here there's a suitcase with $1 million. You have a half hour to do it. Would you do it?
No. Well, if I only have to look for a half hour and it's $1 million, yes. But I wouldn't try to search until I find it.
They give you a designated area.
I feel like the half hour makes me not want to do it. I would need more time. A trash mountain for that long? If I'm up there for 30, I'm going to be up there for 2 hours.
No, I'm not going. 30 minutes is enough to look. $1 million is not that much.
Joey's rich.
I am, but that doesn't have nothing to do with still $1 million. That doesn't get you very far.
I watched you rent a Lamborghini car. And while I was driving you down the shore.
When I'm renting a car, I don't want a Lambo truck.
Where?
There's a Lambo truck and down the shore.
No, we did.
We were looking for rental. We were looking through. I won't name the company. They're not a sponsor. But you can rent other people's cars. And somebody's renting
that.
In Brooklyn, like for $15,000 a day, like a Lamborghini truck.
You can also
truck.
Rent someone else's wife down there.
Yeah. Gordon, you like Gordon Ramsay?
I do like Gordon Ramsay. I've met him a couple times.
One of my entertainment idols. I love Gordon.
He's great.
Very nice man.
Very nice man.
Good
for you. I met him on a Celebrity MasterChef.
Hell's Kitchen. MasterChef.
Celebrity MasterChef, yeah.
Gordon Ramsay tells some lambs they look yummy.
Yeah, it was very, if you want, can we play the video?
This is so good.
Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Mmm.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sorry.
But they're going to be slaughtered any day now. They're all friends. They have no idea. It's horrible. And it's videos like this make people want to go vegan.
Is this a little cruel? It is. Admittedly, this is a little cruel from Gordon Ramsay.
The way he crept up on them.
Yeah, you know what?
Yum, 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 yum.
If he had just looked at the camera and they look yummy, I think it would be fine. You're right. He's creeping up like the Babadook. Like, this is just like
the
very...
The Babadook.
This is very...
Gay icon.
It is. I know.
I don't think it's what he's saying. I think it's just people realizing the inevitable when they're watching the video. I think that's what's upsetting. Not him saying yummy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's about looking at his babies knowing that these are the ones that are going to be killed.
He is off-puttingly creepy here. I think even he might admit that.
I mean...
Side note, by the way, if you ever watched The Movies That Made Us on Netflix...
I tried yesterday.
I don't really care for the series, but... I would like a documentary on how the Babadook became a gay icon.
Baba Ganoush?
No, Babadook. It's this little creepy, like ghoul almost, right? And gay people loved it. People were it for Halloween. They were the Babadook for Halloween.
Oh. It's a very divisive icons. Movie. Critics have it at a 98% on Tomatoes. I think fans have like a 20.
98%. Rotten Tomatoes is rigged.
Yeah, but remember that's an approval rating. It's not an actual score.
Doesn't okay. Oh.
90% of people this. Give it over a 70.
A gay icon.
Yeah, the Babadook.
Huh.
Why is it rainbows all the time?
That's unbelievable. And then the last thing here, before we close out. A 99-year-old grandma's dying wish was for her family to place a giant dick statue on top
I
of her.
I saw grave. This.
Yeah, it's massive.
And I looked at it, the detailing on it, like that frenum is really hot. I almost,
frenum?
I got bricked up looking at it.
Let me say.
Frenum is the species from Dune.
What country is this in?
This is Franklin, Mass. As well.
They unveil the dick?
Yeah, they unveiled it. Yeah,
they unveil it.
It's a reveal.
I would have to...
It's in Mexico.
Stop.
I would have to think she is quite pleased with the outcome here.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is what... This is... He's all dressed dapper in his nice...
He's a showman.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
I'm gonna get caught. Ah! Oh, no.
It is. And then, like... Then,
well, now is he the sculptor?
I would... The way he looks like, he's dressed like a sculptor. Like, yeah. I think that is his... It's. I think she has to be looking down very pleased.
That's her gravestone?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's better than this, Gals Being Chicks? Who wrote this blog?
This was... It was Jerry? No, it was
Clam.
Mom, can I ask you a side note question?
There she is.
There, see the frenum?
Look at the underside.
That's what's so hot about it.
The frenum isn't like the isn't
that's
the dorsal fin. The frenum is the...
That tube going down, that's what carries the semen from the testicles to the penis.
That's the frenum? I thought the frenum was just
right
under
the head. Oh, maybe it's the tip. Yeah. What is that, the urethra?
Urethra. That's a penis.
Can I ask you a taboo question?
Sure.
Okay.
This is our
cock queen.
This is our cock queen.
She's vibing.
Look at her vibing. She got ready to take that thing.
She is dead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. These are from before her death. Yes. Rest in peace.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Okay. I gotta ask you a question. Say, Italian night at DJ's.
Okay.
One Guido.
Here we go.
One Guido walks in with a lesion.
Gorilla Guido juice head.
Everyone in Balamar would be dead by now, correct? The way people are rubbing against each other in there?
Yeah, you're probably.
Everyone would have, the entire set of Balamar would have monkeypox.
I have to call you out a little bit. You have what I'm calling imposter syndrome. No, nothing bad.
No, I understand. We spoke about it ahead.
Now I'm doing it publicly.
Do it.
Everything you said about me was mostly correct, but you were always out later than myself and Pat. You were...
Because I couldn't find anyone, and that
he doesn't know.
See, this is it.
No.
This is you.
He doesn't...
That's your game.
Go home.
Yeah, you...
Ever.
That's your game.
Well...
You say that you're like, they like this, they do this. Pat wasn't there. Jeff's doing... No, we had closed up shop, and you stayed very willingly. No. Every night, no matter where we were.
But the best part about
you
going
enjoy
out,
it. Just say
it.
You,
I do enjoy
no
it.
One's
yeah.
Gonna, just say you enjoy it.
I enjoy it. In a perfect world, I would like some place less crowded, like less crowded.
Oh, we went to a bunch of places though, but every place we went, no matter what, you were always the last one.
I'm
there.
All about the follow through. I don't do things half assed.
That's every bar. It's Joey. The best part about going to a bar with Joey is you don't have to worry about him. He'll buzz around the bar, do his own thing. You want to leave? Great. You want to stay? Great. He's
The funniest, very small thing that you and I did this summer was, we took a picture with somebody. We went to a Christmas theme night, and somebody was dressed as, which I believe that's when.
That's when I entered
you and who I thought were your friends.
That's when the spider crawled into the left.
There was a man dressed as Jesus, and we wanted a photo with him, and he could not have been less interested in the photo. And I was, if you show up dressed as Jesus Christ to a bar, you better just expect photos.
Any kind of costume. Like
I was so taken aback. He was, like, exasperated by it. I was like, what is...
What if it was actually Jesus?
That's true. Yeah. He's like, what is the joke here?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What am I picturing me for?
Yeah. Thank you to my two good friends.
Thank you for having us.
I feel like it's like we're...
No, it's great.
Joey and I, Pat, three great friends.
Great friends.
Coleman. Out and about. Make sure to get some part in my cheese.
I had one for lunch. It was good. I had the Chipotle one.
Cheese and steak.
And a robot will deliver it to your house.
Is that confirmed?
I don't know.
So, there's a robot.
There's a cheesesteak robot.
There's here. A cheesesteak yeah. robot waiting in the wings in our office. That'd be for Barstool fan, like people who hate, like Barfstool people who yeah. hate Barstool. Us to be murdered by a cheesesteak robot would be a great, like they would love that. They would love for our demise to be that. That's yeah. it. Thanks to Sirius. Out and about. Go subscribe.
Thank you.